Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. When the wise men were departed, lo, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I tell thee, for Herod is about to seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was declared of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the Magi, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the boys who were in Bethlehem, and in all her borders, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had precisely inquired of the Magi. Then was fulfilled what was declared by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and weeping and much howling, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be comforted because they are not. And when Herod was dead, lo, the angel of the Lord in a dream appeared to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for they are dead who sought the soul of the young child. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came to the land of Israel. But hearing that Archelaus reigned in Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. But being warned in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. So he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was declared by the prophets, that he shall be called a Nazarene. Reading further from the prophet Jeremiah, portion of chapter 31. Thus says the Lord, A voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted for her sons, because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, Keep thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears. For there shall be a reward for thy work, says the Lord. And they shall return from the land of the enemy. There is hope for the end, says the Lord, and sons shall return to their country. Reading finally from Heaven and Hell, portions of number 330 through 332. Little children who die are just as much little children in the other life, having a like infant mind, alike innocence in ignorance, and alike tenderness in all things. They are merely in the rudiments of a capacity to become angels. For little children are not angels, but become angels. For everyone passing out of this world is in a like state to that of his life, but subsequently each one's state is changed. Moreover, the state of little children excels in that they are in innocence, and evil has not yet been rooted in them by actual life. And innocence is such that all life of heaven can be implanted therein, for it is a receptacle of the truth of faith and the good of love. The state of little children in the other life far surpasses their state in the world, for they are not clothed with an earthly body, but with one like that of an angel. The earthly body is in itself burdensome, and receives its first sensations and motions not from the inner or spiritual world, but from the outer or natural world. It is different with little children in the other life. As soon as little children are resuscitated, which takes place immediately after death, they are taken into heaven and confided to angel women who, in the life of their body, tenderly loved little children and at the same time loved God. Because these, during their life in the world, loved all children with a kind of motherly tenderness, they received the children as their own, while the children, from implanted disposition, love the women as their own mothers. This heaven appears directly in the line or radius in which the angels look when looking to the Lord. It is so situated because all little children are under the immediate auspices of the Lord. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.